Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 151 of the Blind Bargains Cast. I am Joe. There is JJ. Hey, JJ, how you doing?
Hey, howdy.
And in this very episode, we're planning, counting, looking at our chickens before they hatch because it's the last one before convention, everyone. So that means we need to take a look at what AT Guys will be bringing to show.
Oh, yes, of course. We have a booth in Orlando, the way they overlap. We don't have one in St. Louis, although if you get in really fast, we are bringing some stuff. If you want to do kind of a pre-order deal over there, we can bring you stuff over the weekend if you happen to download this right away, as some people do. But you can go to atguys.com and you can place orders for things like our new accessible battery pack and a whole bunch of other cool stuff. So stay tuned a little bit later on. We do it twice a year, the AT Guys product roundup showcase.
Absolutely. And before we go any further, we also want to thank our sponsor, Ira.
That's right. Lots of convention happenings, free site access for ACB and NFB. And of course, that's at AIRA.io.
He's also going to talk a little bit about some of the specials that are going on at convention. So definitely you want to listen to that. So if you're going to be there at convention, if you hadn't already been following on Twitter, you should, because they've been talking about some of the great ways for you to actually experience the product while there. It's going to be really, really neat. The other thing that we could mention, actually, Access World has a review of the Horizon glasses and so much more in this month's issue. That would be the June 2018 issue of Access World.
Hey, it was really fun. Actually, I just participated along with Scott Davert and some other people. I think Jamie was on there as well, doing a little Access World call for seniors. They had organized it, AER had organized. So that was a lot of fun. But yes, lots of stuff in the June issue. We looked at the rest of the listing yet, or for what's in there?
Well, it looks like there is a review of getting started with the iOS with Anna Dresner and how to play podcasts on iOS device. And of course,
Scott,
like I said,
talking about the deafblind, Deafblind International Conference. I did not even realize that was a thing. That's a really cool thing. Of course, it would make a lot of sense for Scott to go to that. And
How to play podcast on your iPhone. Podcasts. And we don't know anything about podcasts. Nope. Hadn't learned anything about that. And then, of course, the Horizon glasses, like I mentioned a moment ago. So definitely take a look at the latest in Access World and see what's going on. It's a great thing to read on the Access World app, especially when sitting in the airport waiting to go to convention. You could also read it, the website through TalkBack. Oh, yeah, TalkBack through the new Android Accessibility Suite. Now, this is something we actually kind of already knew about, because if you listen to Blind Bargains, you'd already heard JJ's information from Google I.O. where this was flat out mentioned.
Yes, that's where they introduced this. It's kind of a rebundling of sorts. You're going to have TalkBack, Select-to-Speech, the Switch Access, and some other stuff, and probably more things in the future, all bundled into one app, which makes a lot of sense from a download perspective. TalkBack was already coming with Select-to-Speak and some other things when you downloaded it. So it was kind of a mislabeled app, if you will. TalkBack is one of the apps that you get in Google's Accessibility Suite. And now the name more kind of reflects what's already been happening, right? There's several different apps there. They're all included. They're all free. And by the way, one of the apps from the Google Play Store that has more than a billion downloads, right?
Yeah. Man, that is just crazy. Also, everybody seems to have a news app. So you got your Google News app, you got your Apple News app. Google News, of course, is Newsstand, revitalized, if you will, revamped, if you will. So there's that going on. And of course, Apple News. Well, Microsoft is renaming stuff too. Not that they haven't done that before, but this time it's going to be called Microsoft News. And it comes
That's
to
a creative
iOS.
Name.
I'm not sure what it means. What could you possibly do with this? Oh, wait. Yeah, no. So it works with iOS.
It's a modern
experience.
Works
with VoiceOver, it seems.
It looks like it. I actually have not tried the Android one yet, but it is on Android as well. It appears Tangela put up a little post on Blind Bargains about the iOS version. You know, one of the things I don't like about Apple News, I need to see what happens with the Microsoft thing, is whenever you share an article, it uses an Apple.news link.
Yeah, I knew exactly where you're going with this.
As a
like the way
creator
Instapaper
of content,
sort of did it in the old days.
That's offensive.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, it's
hard to share in and out of that. I know what you're talking about. Again, it's like Instapaper back in the day. And yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's almost, you know, a part of that thing. And you know, the same thing used to happen with
sent from my iPhone or sent from my
Flipboard. Flipboard used to be like that initially, and then they kind of changed. But yeah, I agree with you. It gets kind of weird when you try to share something out of that.
So,
if you're a Android user who reads in Twitter and someone shares Apple news in Twitter and you click on it and you're on your Android, that's a fun time. So yeah, there's different things that you can do. But you know, one of the things that I've liked though is the share sheet has been very open for a lot of products that are not Apple. So there's a lot of easy things that you can do to be able to look at that. Like, let's say there was an image in there, you could use the share sheet with Seeing AI on iOS, which is also super duper helpful. A lot easier to do in Twitter, by the way, now too, because that was something that was very difficult. Like how
I'm trying to
you
see.
Had to tap on something and hold, and then you could get it to get to the share button. Then you could send it to Seeing AI. That's a lot easier now too.
I'm looking at this Microsoft thing, so I'm trying to see what differentiates it from, you know, Apple News and Google News and all that. One
used to be MSN.
Right? I mean, I guess you just try it. You know, download it. It's free. It says no limit on number of articles.
Absolutely.
All your major articles or your major companies are there. So I guess we'll see. For me, it's yet another service that we have to get listed on.
That is so absolutely true. Right. But you know what? Anyway. It's a lot easier than Facebook breaking something like Chansey told us all about the colored borders in iOS that they recently broke.
Oh, man. Right. Yeah, what is going on? I mean, maybe we... You know,
that's not in the news list, but man,
I would have put it to the top of the news because it really, I mean, it's not the first time that Facebook has broken, and who knows, maybe it'll be fixed by the end of the week. But there has been a disturbing trend of Facebook breaking things in the apps and then coming around to fix them later. And it, you know, it's one of those situations where it's hard to pinpoint where it's coming from. I don't think it's coming from the Facebook access team. You know, they wouldn't deliberately do things like that.
I don't know where QA is in that loop. But, I don't know if they even get to see those builds, you know?
Exactly. I mean, it sounds like there's some major systemic problems at Facebook in that the new features don't make it through accessibility testing like they should. And then things get, you know, the alt text caption makes it even like, who thought that was a good idea to put in the text? There's, you know, a pretty background or a
awesome,
colorful background
is what it says. Awesome text. Yes. Awesome text.
Awesome.
That's what it says when it's broken. So what used to happen for listeners who don't know, it used to tell you whether it was on a dark blue background or red, you know, text on a green background or something. And they broke that. So now it says awesome text, something, something.
Right.
And then it doesn't read anything else.
It doesn't read the text. Forget if it tells you about the background or not. That's secondary. That'd be cool. But it doesn't read you the text.
Nothing. So if anybody uses that as a feature, and sometimes it did it by default, whether you had meant to or not, now it reads none of it. So surprise. And that came through a Facebook update just out of nowhere. This is, again, one of those times where a mini tip, if you don't really need to have automatic updates turned on, don't turn on automatic updates, because sometimes Ricky kept Facebook on the old version just because she found out about the breakage from Chansey Eye, because I updated and I went, ew, now it's broken. Something that can get broken from time to time is fighting sticks and controllers. It's called rage quitting, where if you get really angry, you slam your controller into stuff and you break it. Some fighting games, you might rage quit more than others. And in this article from Glixel, which is part of the Rolling Stone Empire, it's a great look at those who are blind playing fighting games. And there are more and more people going to Evo and other places where they're competing competitively with others on fighting game stages, which is just fantastic because, you know, esports, man, that's a business. I'm not kidding. That there are people who actually have like personal chefs and massages and all sorts of stuff, like they were basketball stars or football stars, but they play fighting games for a living, or they play Fortnite or, you know, Minecraft or something like that. So these are legitimate things. And as we talked about before last month, Microsoft is going to sponsor Forza at the Special Olympics later this year. So a lot more accessibility coming to games. And as you know, that's kind of one of my passion projects lately, is to talk more and more about mainstream gaming and access. And a lot of people are looking forward to Madden 2019, which will come out in August, to see if they've improved upon the blindness mode that was added last year.
Lots of interesting just insights from people in this article, just talking about the things that they have done to make mainstream games accessible, especially in a time when they weren't accessible at all. And shout out to Mike Wasso, who does tech support for AT Guys, who got quoted in this. So, and he obviously plays lots and lots of games.
And he's in my friends list.
There you go.
This is true. So definitely more and more stuff coming around. There were a couple of games that were released recently, like Street Fighter 30th Anniversary, and my favorites, of course. I'm looking forward to Soul Calibur later this year. You might have heard me and BGFH talk about that just not too long ago.
When are you getting that gaming podcast?
It's almost there, literally. I mean, it's certainly something
one of these
that
weeks. We're talking
and
about
so
crafting
much more
kingdom.
Coming out, man.
We're talking about Crafting Kingdom, which I know some of you may have heard of, and if you haven't, we'll demo it on one of these shows whenever we can fit it in. And Joe's like, I don't play that because you'll kill things.
Nah, I don't kill the things enough. I played Land of Livia, finished that.
I build things. You know, you have to build things, and it's there.
You're a content creator. This is true. You build things.
Yeah, exactly.
I smash them down.
I outsource it, and I get people automated, and I get it actually has a lot like the other things that go on. And hey, we're going to talk about the new stuff coming up at AT Guys just a few minutes, so stay tuned for that. And of course, atguys.com, like I said, you can get those convention orders in, or hey, come see us. We'd love to say hi to you. Booth A23 Orlando, and then St. Louis. We will have some information out on Twitter at AT Guys about where you can come say hi to us, and we'll be roaming the podcast floor, and Chansey and I will be doing interviews and lots of cool stuff, so definitely stay tuned for that. But first, we need to segue and tell people a bit about Ira stuff, right?
Yep. I'm going to sit down here after this little musical note, and we will talk with Greg about some of your questions that you sent in at feedback@blindbargains.com, and of course what's going to happen at conventions. Let's just hop into that now. All right, back with Greg from Ira, and I am in a special location, so I might sound a little different, and Greg is in a special location, so he might sound different, but this is important because we got to get this news out here about all the stuff that you guys are bringing to convention. So we're going to talk a little bit about what's going to be at ACB, what's going to be at NFB, and so we'll try and designate that off because there are some things that are unique to the conventions, but there's something also that's going to be very specific to both conventions, and then, of course, all of the stuff that you're listening to, hey, you can still go get Ira right now for Android and iOS and take part in all sorts of other things that are going on. You've heard Greg talk about smart cities. How smart is St. Louis and St. Petersburg / Orlando about to be?
Hey, it's a crazy time, Joe. We're really excited, but we are trying to bring this whole smart cities concept to the summer conventions. And so today, and I encourage each and every one of you to download the Ira app on your phone ahead of time. You can get it on Android or iOS. Just go to ira.io. So that's AIRA.io/app. Super easy. It'll take you directly to your respective app store, and you can just download the app. If you're not an Ira Explorer, if you're not a subscriber of Ira's, you can still download the app and use it as a guest. And what that'll enable you to do is use Ira with your phone's camera and take advantage of our service and use our service in the Ira access locations that are available at ACB and NFB. And what those are basically from the time that you land in each of those respective conventions, you will be able to use Ira completely for free in the airport and at many of the locations, including the hotels, the overflow hotels, and some of the various tourist spots. I know in ACB, for example, I'm super jealous. We marked Busch Stadium there, which is an awesome baseball stadium. And I think there was something, if you go to ira.io/ACB or ira.io/NFB, you'll see a list of all of the site access or Ira access locations that are there. I even think that there was something about the University of Missouri or university, some university in Missouri that actually is Suman Kanyaganti's alma mater. So I think he had a personal thing to make that an IRA access
there
location.
You go. Well, hey, it's good to be the boss. There you go.
Yeah, exactly. So you got from the time that you get off the plane to the time that you get to the hotel to when you do some touring and things like that, you can always have access to the IRA agents via your phone or your phone and your phone's camera. Just call the agent. That first call that you'll make, they'll just do a brief, I think it's like 3-minute introduction of how you use the service. We call it a quick onboarding. And at that point, you are ready to go use the service in whatever capacity you need it.
And what's really cool is you have a special going on for those who are attending convention.
Yes, it is exciting. So, you know, we're constantly talking with the community and trying to figure out, you know, how we can fit IRA into everybody's lives better. And what we wanted to do is offer a on-site, on-convention plan that will allow people to get access to IRA using their phone. So, you know, there's some people that say, hey, I want to get access to the agents. I want to work with the agents and use the agents for visual assistance anywhere and everywhere. But I don't need the glasses or, you know, I don't need a ton of minutes. I just want them for certain cases. And so what we're offering this, we're basically doing a pilot of this program. And what better way to do a pilot than at these conventions? So we're introducing the starter plan, which is a $50 plan that will be available. You'll get 50 minutes of usage in a month, and you can use it. Just basically, it's super simple. It just uses your phone's camera and phone to access the IRA agent. There's a lot of people who are exclusively using phones. The glasses, I personally, I'll say it makes, in my opinion, a better experience. You're able to use hands-free and things experience. Like that. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, when you're traveling through the airport or whatever else, if you got your bag or your cane or your guide dog at that point, you know, sometimes I wish I was born with three hands because one is already taken up by my travel tool. Right. But there's a lot of ways to use your phone's camera. We've got a lot of people who use lanyard pouches that kind of just dangle around your neck. I've actually stuck my phone in my jacket pocket and had the camera kind of peeping out of the zipper part of the pocket. So there's some creative ways to do it if you're doing a navigation test. But man, I mean, when today, for example, I dropped off my daughter at her daycare and I had to go to the corner store to get some milk, and I'm not able to read those expiration dates. And I didn't have my glasses, but I pulled out the phone and used the phone camera. It was a 2-minute, you know, call with an agent, and I was so much more efficient to find out which one was the whole milk, which one was the, you know, skim or 2% or whatever, and checking the expiration dates to make sure that I got a good one. And, you know, that didn't require glasses. I was just standing there holding the phone at the, you know, pointing it at the milk. So just one example. It's there's so many different uses of IRA. So that 50-minute plan is available at convention. I encourage each and every one of you to try it out. You know, sign up, try it out. You know, you're not locked into a contract, and see how IRA can fit into your life, because I think you'll have that kind of aha moment where you're going to say, wow, this was so much more efficient to accomplish X, Y, or Z.
And go by the booth and get your hands on the glasses. We talked about the Horizon glasses back in March before CSUN. So we talk a lot about what's different about those and why it's really helpful and what information you're giving to the agents to have an even better experience. So definitely go back to our podcast in March where Greg and I sat down and talked about what was coming before CSUN. One of the things we talked about back then was travel. And we talked a little bit about, you know, how it was easy to go to an airport and catch a lift using the service to be able to know which, you know, silver Prius is going to be the your silver Prius, because in some cities, like here in Charlotte, there are a lot of black Toyota Camrys. And I've actually had one of those moments where three black Toyota Camrys are there and you have to choose which one is yours. And that's where I wish I could read the license plate. But yep. you know, you could also use the service to be able to assist you with that.
Yeah. And one of the things that I think what separates Aira out is obviously our agents are just top notch. The training program that they go through is second to none. And I don't know if I've mentioned to you, Joe, we've got a track record of it's harder to become an Aira agent than it is to get into Harvard. So we've gotten thousands and thousands of applicants. We select less than 1% of the applicants to become Aira agents. And that's how picky we are. But on the agent's dashboard, when you're on a call, they see it's a mission control style dashboard. And what they see is your GPS location. They see your video feed. They see your personalized information from your profile that you've given them so that they can customize the experience to you. And then what Joe just mentioned was related to our Lyft and Uber integration. And with Lyft, what you're able to do is contact, using an agent, they're able to, using your profile, which you've integrated with your Lyft account. So you've already previously in the Aira app, integrated your Lyft account, and you can do that ahead of time. That'll be available as a guest at NFB. From the time that you land in Orlando, if you go into the Aira app, go into the More tab, you'll see Lyft as one of the options. From there, it'll let you link your Lyft account with your Aira account. And what that empowers you to do is while you're on a call with an agent and the agent's using their dashboard, they can actually make that Lyft call for you. And what happens is after they make that Lyft call, the agent sees a map on their dashboard screen of your location and the car's location. They also see really critical information like the car's make and model, the license plate, the person's name. They also have the ability to message the driver on your behalf and facilitate a call and things like that with the driver as well. So it's really powerful stuff. I myself have accidentally gotten in the wrong Lyft, or I think at the time it was an Uber. And so it does happen. I'm sure it's happened to many of you who are listening. It's not easy when you're in a crowded area and you've got, you know, four or five ride shares picking up at the same location. So
especially a busy airport. And even at that particular airport in Orlando, using the service to find out which hotel shuttle. Because they're all out there on a big line. So
exactly. If you're going to find a specific hotel.
If you're trying to get to the Rosen versus others. So that's another great reason why you would do that. And I can say that having gone to VFO campus, the old campus ages ago, and having gone to Orlando a number of years, that I know that airport incredibly well, more than I wish to. But I mentioned VFO just a second ago. One of the things that you guys also announced was a new partnership with Vector Freedom Optelec.
Yeah. Yep. We did. This is super exciting. So this week we announced in partnership with VFO that Freedom Scientific. I don't even know if you're supposed to call it VFO or Freedom Scientific. Anyway,
VFO Group.
Group. Yeah. The owners of JAWS. So basically, what is happening is there's a concept now called product access. And what that will empower our Aira Explorers to use, and these are currently the Aira Explorers, so you can't use this as a guest yet, that may be coming, but as an Explorer today, now obviously guests could do this in an Aira Access location. So for example, if you needed help with JAWS at the convention, you can make a free call. It's not specific to VFO, but that's a free call that you can make anywhere in that Aira Access hotel or whatever. But anywhere.
So hypothetically, if you're trying to connect to the Wi-Fi and it was an inaccessible Wi-Fi, spot.
Or if let's say your browser wasn't responding and JAWS wasn't allowing you to recover from that, you could definitely make that call. But of course, in a hotel, if let's say you're running into a situation, just like you said, in an Aira Access location where you needed some on-screen assistance, and let's say there's an inaccessible button in this hotel in the Aira Access, that's one of the powerful things that our agents can do is they number one can obviously use your phone or glasses camera to help you click on things manually, but that's the most painful way of doing it. What we actually have at our disposal is we have TeamViewer and Zoom accounts that they can send a user a link that will allow them with your permission to take control of the computer and click on things for you. And so if you're running into, and that's really where this VFO partnership comes up, is if you're ever running into situations where your software, your VFO software, JAWS, Fusion, Magic, is running into problems. And let's say that an app isn't responding. JAWS is just, I can't tell you the number of times that I've heard the blank, 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 blank situation where you can't get anything out of it. Basically an agent can connect to your computer and help. They're not tech support staff. That's one thing that I want to clarify. What their job is to provide you visual assistance. And they'll do some troubleshooting techniques. They'll try to close the application or shut it down. They'll shut down your screen reader and restart it for you if you need to. And then they'll let you know visually what they see on the screen. Oftentimes we get these pop-ups that for some reason doesn't draw the focus to the screen reader, and thus we're just getting blank, 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 blank all the time.
Sure, or a modal jumps up in front of your focus and takes up the whole screen, or an ad gets in the way, and close this to get rid of this ad.
Absolutely. I can't tell you the number of times that you get a situation where you're trying to find a form field on a website or something like that, and then all of a sudden an ad's popped in the way and it's drawn the focus away from your screen reader, and it's frustrating. And so it's changing all the time.
Agreed.
That interweb. The cool thing is that you can contact an IRA agent if you're having trouble with problems with your VFO software, and those minutes that you use will be covered by VFO. And if the agent cannot assist you, let's say that there's something deeper going on with JAWS or with Fusion or something like that, what they'll do is connect you. They'll either provide you the number, or hopefully in the next few weeks, we'll be able to actually do a direct connection with VFO technical support, where they'll just pass on a warm handoff or something like that. I think that's the technical term, where they'll be on the phone with you. Yeah, call center talk. Exactly.
Call center talk. I'll have to expedite this and move you up and escalate the call, sir. Is that what you're saying? No, don't. That's Joe's comments. That's not Greg's comments. That's Joe's comments.
Yeah, exactly. But no, we want to make a smooth transition over to VFO technical support so that they can help you right away. And it's nice because the agent will be able to help describe exactly what they saw on the screen and what they believe, visually is the issue related to why you're not getting that kind of feedback to
what an added benefit to already being a part of the service. I mean, once again, it sounds like there is definitely reasons for moving past guest and becoming a true subscriber and having a lot more of these things open up to you.
Yeah, this is, I mean, it's really exciting to be able to use all of these type of things. And you think about this, Joe, in a workplace environment, I'm on the computer 10 hours a day. And there's a number of times during the day when something is going wrong and I either have to force restart my computer because the screen reader isn't drawing the focus or something like that. And that takes some time, So for a situation like this where we have the flexibility to connect into a computer and do some remote control, there's also, and this is now getting away from the VFO side of things, but we have these type of remote tools at our disposal, and there is a lot of inaccessible websites out there. And so, this is not related to the VFO side, but it's just one more advantage of the service is that if you're doing some online shopping, and let's say that there's a inaccessible, submit button or something like that, where it's just a graphic, the agent can help you and quickly, get you past that inaccessible state at that point.
Or you're related to Burke again, you're getting an email from somebody about something going on in the office, be it a party or a meetup group or something, and somebody on the team decided to give it to you in an inaccessible PDF, or even worse, they did it as a graphic because they're like really cool with that. So here comes this JPG and you're like, okay, what do I do with this? And this is another situation where an agent could help you using TeamViewer to be able to look at that and make some assumptions out of it. So,
And there's a number of these, there's a number of these forms that you have to fill out that are inaccessible PDF forms. I can tell you that there's been a lot of explorers already who are using, screen sharing capability to sort of expedite their efficiency at that point.
Now we've mentioned a lot about in that direction, but for those who are deaf, blind, and need to have a more text-based situation, or maybe there's a situation where you're in a meeting and you don't want to necessarily have communication with the team, but you need something that's happening visual because the same guy who did the JPG just put up a big picture with a bunch of infographics on a PowerPoint slide and you need that information. You have something to announce here on the show that's going to help with that.
Yeah, exactly. So as we record this, we are waiting for approval from Apple and the Google Play Store as well. Our hope is that during ACB here this week, this is a direct result of feedback from our Explorer users. And I'm super excited to announce a new feature that's coming up. And Suman Kanyaganti is doing a speech tomorrow, I believe, at ACB, or on Saturday, sorry, at ACB. And he'll talk about it as well. But this feature is called Aira Messages, and it is a completely nonverbal way for you as an explorer to communicate with an agent. You're right, Joe, that there are so many situations where it's just not appropriate to be verbal in certain environments. And so, you know, we've had feedback from students, we've had feedback from professionals, we've had feedback from people who are just attending conventions or conferences, and things from, hey, there's a PowerPoint that's inaccessible, to maybe you just want to find the restroom and you want to do it discreetly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So at this point, what you can do is you can actually, there's a new option that, and it's not enabled by default. It's something that you can choose to enable, but we don't force it on anybody. But in the More tab, there's a new option to turn on messages. And what you can do is a couple things. You can create 6 customized preset messages that can be customized for whatever situation you need. So for example, if you're a student and you're going to need to ask the agent for very specific targeted classroom related questions, you can customize these 6 custom responses. And the reason we have them is because you don't actually have to type them during a call. You just need to double tap with VoiceOver or with TalkBack, and those responses will be sent to the agent without you needing to type them.
Yeah, but so please read me the whiteboard, or they're using a chalkboard for some reason. Can you please help with 3 exclamation points?
Exactly. Or just really simple answers like yes and no, because there's 2 ways that the agent can communicate back to you. So if you're somebody who does have the capability to hear the agent, in maybe let's say you're using an AirPod or a Aftershocks headphone, or just a regular earbud
Braille
or something
display,
like that,
right?
Yeah, or well, just first off, we're talking about the verbal communication from the agent. Yeah. So they can verbally speak back to you, even though you're non-verbally communicating with them.
Gotcha.
So if you're somebody who's able to listen to a lecture and listen to an agent at the same time, and I know there's a lot of blind people who are talented like that, I'm not so good with it, but
yeah.
But they are able to communicate back to you that way. And you can either send them those pre-configured messages, or we have a new tool called Aira two-way messages, which allows you to type just as if you were typing in any other messaging application, Facebook Messenger, text messages, any of that kind of stuff. And it's a two-way communication between you and the agent. And this is where we go back to what you were talking about before, which is something that's really a passion of mine, is opening up access for those who are deaf and blind. And so for somebody who is hard of hearing and they've never been able to use our service because it's a completely verbal service right now. So this is a scenario where you could connect up a Braille display and have a two-way conversation with the agent, describing exactly what's around you, getting information that you need customized exactly to you. And in addition, this is a situation where you have the choice. One of the really cool features that is not specifically related to nonverbal communication, but one of the things that I love about it is that, so there's a checkbox when you start a call with a message, and the checkbox says, I'm not able to talk right now. Well, you don't have to check that to use Aira messages. What you can actually do is, if you don't check the I can't talk right now button, what you are able to do is send a sort of notice of intent for that call. And what's really powerful with this is that before the call starts, you can actually send the agent a message to say, and my example that I've used countless times now, and it's super useful, is when I land at an airport, I always check to see what gate I'm landing at and what gate my layover flight, my next flight, is going to go out of. And I message that to the agent before the call starts. So it says, start the call with a text message. I say, hey, I'm landing at O'Hare Airport. I'm landing at C25 and I'm going out of B11. at that point, I'm still on the plane. I'm still waiting to deplane at that point. The agent picks up and they confirm. They say, hey, I got your message. I see you're leaving out of B11. You're still on the plane. And I say yes. And at that point, they're just mapping out my route. At that point, once I get off the plane, my route is already mapped out for me. They've got the map already prepared. They know exactly where I'm landing, where I need to go. And then they also they've made a list of all the really interesting things that are on the way that maybe I'm interested in. Maybe there's some restrooms. Maybe there's a restaurant. Maybe I have some time. So it's basically preloading or preparing all of this other information ahead of time that really makes me more efficient, because now I'm not waiting for an agent to sort of custom map out this route while I'm, you know,
standing at the gate. Or even better, on that same example, airports are very particular and occasionally they move these around. So you never know until you land where the rideshare area is. They just recently did that in Charlotte where they changed it from D to E, where you have to go. And so having an idea of where to go to get a car to get out of the airport is huge. And having that while you're still on the plane and having that mapped out for you so you can get out on your own or just hit baggage claim and get your bag and be done. Dude, that is amazing.
It's incredible. And I tell you, that's one of the biggest powerful or most powerful things about our agents is that they have the whole World Wide Web at their fingertips. So the maps that are on the airport sites, you know, we hope they're updated, but what our agents are always doing for explorers is they'll go to Uber's Lyft's website and, you know, verify that, okay, at Orlando International Airport, where is the Lyft pickup located? And they have their little maps and their instructions on how to do it. So our agents are super resourceful, and just having this start a call with a message feature gives them the prep time. If you're not in a super, urgent situation. So for example, if you're just sitting on a plane waiting to deplane, it's an awesome use of your time and their time to be able to prep that, that route for you.
Greg, this is a lot of information. Where can people go to find out more about the service and what's going on at IRA?
Absolutely. So the easiest way to do it, like I said, download that app as a guest, go to aira.io/app and download that app as a guest right now. You'll be able to use it for free as soon as you land in either one of these conventions. In addition, you can go to aira.io/ACB or aira.io/NFB. And if you need more information on the VFO partnership, go to aira.io/VFO. We're a consistent company. That's what we are.
So you are these days. That's it. That's actually important. And to learn more about the Horizon glasses, you can roll back to our conversation in March from CSUN, and you can hear about that and how that works. It is a fascinating conversation. Greg and I sit down and talk about the differences between the, what are we calling the original, the classic? IRA Classic?
So yeah, there's two glasses. We got the Classic glasses, which is the traditional Google Glass, and then the Austria glasses, which are being used today. But I also encourage you, stop by our booths. You'll be able to find the booth numbers at either one of those landing pages, ira.io/ACB or NFB. Stop by the booth. I'm going to be in Orlando next week. I look forward to seeing each and every one of you there. And we've got Suman and Paul Schrader and a few of our other staff heading to ACB this weekend. So make sure you stop by, check out the Horizon glasses. We will have, I think, four or five test units there that you can try on and play with. We'll be doing some demos and things like that. But as I said, download the app because the best demo is the one that you're going to do yourself on your own time at the convention.
Agreed. And get there early because these guys will have laryngitis because they'll be doing a lot of talking to a lot of people. So definitely get there as soon as you possibly can. Greg, thank you for your time and best of luck next week. Safe travels, my friend.
Hey, thanks, Joe. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Hey, folks, it's that time of the year. It's convention time. That means it's time for our twice a year AT Guys product showcase, giving you some updates and a refresher on the things that we're going to have. Again, we're at the NFB convention at a booth, A23. ACB, you could do pre-orders for pickup. That time is pretty much past. But hey, if you're at ACB or if you're not at any convention, go ahead and you can still place an orders, and the prices that we give you now are still just fine. NFB 18 if you're going to be in Orlando, ACB 18 for St. Louis, and we'll make sure that you get the things that you ordered. So without further ado, I want to talk about a brand new product we have. Yes, it is an accessible battery pack. Once again, it vibrates and it beeps to let you know the charge of your battery. We did a quick demonstration for the AT Guys website, so we'll just paste that in right here. For many years, we had a really popular talking battery pack called the My Charge. It was one of our most popular items, but sadly, it eventually became out of stock, and then, of course, had the old iPhone 30-pin connector, so it was a little out of date as well. Well, we have a product now that is better, more powerful, and actually cheaper. This is the EnerGrid 15,000 mAh accessible portable battery pack. It's a really cool thing. Let me describe it to you. First, you have two charging ports on the top, so you can charge two things at once. So say you have an iPhone and you have Aftershock's headsets. Well, you can plug them both in because they're USB ports, and they will charge up to 3A, meaning you get faster charging for your more modern devices that support the faster charging standards. By the way, these ports are what they call reversible, so you don't even have to worry about which way to plug it into the USB port. You can just plug it in either way, and it will work just fine. So you have those two ports on the top. In between the two is the micro USB charging port. That's how you're going to charge the battery. So you get a micro USB cable, you plug it from the battery to a wall plug or a battery to the computer, and that's how you would charge it. Now, the wall plug would be the one that comes with your iPhone or other devices, or you can get one from us as well if you'd like. On the top, the main surface, if you will, is a single button. And there's actually a kind of a bump on that button so you can find it. And when I press the button, in this instance, you heard it vibrate and beep three times. Now, it'll beep from one to four times, depending on how much charge is in the battery. If it's four times, that's a full charge, or at least 75% to full. From 50 to 75%, which is what you just heard, that's three beeps. For 25 to 50%, that's two beeps. And from 0 to 25%, that is a single beep. So, of course, the beeps let you know how much charge is in the battery. And that's the coolest thing about having an accessible battery pack, is actually having the knowledge of how much battery or how much power is in your battery. Yes, that power, 15,000 mAh. You might remember that my charge was 6,000. So this is 2.5 times the power of that. Meaning you can charge your iPhone 4 to 5 times, your Android 4 to 5 times. You can charge an iPad a couple times. And you can charge many other things several times without even having to charging to charge the battery. Now, when you plug in something, you do get an alert that you plugged it in. Let's plug in this iPad here. 100% charge. A short beep and a long beep that actually indicates that the iPad is charged. And it'll actually do that up to 3 times. Just to make sure that you know that the charging cable is in and it didn't come loose. That happens a lot to me. You think it got charged, and next thing you know, the cable got loose a couple seconds later. So it will do that a couple different times. Now, these beeps are cool, but sometimes you're in a situation where you don't want beeps. You want vibration. So you can do that by pressing the main button on the unit and holding it down. And you heard the vibration there. Now it's in vibration mode. So again, if I press the main button, we get three vibrations now instead of three beeps. So I like it in this mode, actually, because I can be a little more discreet and you don't have beeps and tones going on everywhere. But there's two modes. Of course, you can go back and forth. If I hold down this button again, and now we're back in the tone and vibration mode, which of course means you can do both. It's very rectangular shaped. It's less than an inch thick, probably about 5 inches long by about 2.5 inches wide, and it does weigh about less than a pound. So it's tiny. It can fit in a larger pocket or a purse or a briefcase or many other things. And of course, you can take it with you. You can charge your things several times at once. It's really cool. I'm so happy to have an accessible battery pack back on our site at AT Guys. If you want to learn more or place an order, of course, you can go to atguys.com. You can call us up at 269-216-4798. Just leave a message. We'll be happy to help you out. 269-216-4798. Or again, atguys.com. You can email us at support at atguys.com with any questions. Of course, you can tweet us at atguys or visit us on Facebook as well. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy staying charged this year. Really cool. Of course, $75 available now at the booth or at atguys.com. Other stuff that we have. Let's talk about the Aftershocks headsets. You know, Aftershocks has changed quite a bit since we first sold them, was it 4 or 5 years ago? Now, the first pairs were pretty cool. They had that bone conduction technology, so they didn't cover your ears, but they were heavier and they were a little bulkier, and you could hear the sound if you were nearby the headsets a lot more. Well, the headsets have gotten a lot better over time. Now it's the Trex Air. It's the latest one. Came out end of last year, beginning of this year. It is just over an ounce. Yes, 1 ounce now when you're wearing it. You can barely feel it. I wear this thing all the time when I'm walking around. So it is lighter. It actually has better sound quality than the Trex Titanium. It has an equalizer. They've redesigned the whole thing, so it's much lighter and built much more for titanium now. It's IP55 rated for water resistance as well. It's just a really cool headset, of course. These are the ones that go around the back of your neck, back of your head, I mean. And you can use them to listen to music. I do it with GPS. That's really where I'm at. Or I do it with voice chat and things like that as I'm walking around. So they are on sale at convention. Trex Air for $149.95. That's $30 off. And the Trex Titanium, the previous models, we still have them as well. They're still very current as well. They're on sale for $119.95. They're just a little bit heavier. Still a great headset. But if you're looking to save a little bit of money, you want something a little more budget, you can do the Trex Titanium. They're both great. Hey, if neither of them or if either of them are a little big for you, get the Trex Titanium Mini. It's like the Trex Titanium, but it's about 2 inches shorter. So if you have a really small head, that's fine. They will fit on your head a little better. And that's also the same price, $119.95. So we have the Air in gray and now midnight blue. We have the Trex Titanium in gray and blue and pink, and we have the Trex Titanium Mini in gray and pink. So yes, we have colors to choose from, lots of different styles as well. We still have the wired aftershocks as well. So these are great for being in an office or plugging into something that has a regular headphone jack. So it does still have the microphone as an option. You can get it either with the microphone for $59.95 or without for $49.95, and it kind of gives you that same the titanium build as the wireless models now do. Now, we've heard people say, you know what, I like headsets. I just, you know, the aftershocks aren't my thing. That's okay. So we've brought back some other headsets that you might enjoy. Starting with the Soundtracks from Blue Tiger. We used to sell these, and we brought them back, and they're actually a lot cheaper now. These are over-the-ear headsets. These are the ones that go over your ears. They kind of cover up your ears. They're like a DJ-style headset. So they will connect three ways. Wirelessly with Bluetooth, wired using an adapter where you can plug it into a headphone or a headset, as in like, you know, a headphone out on a Victor Stream, whatever, something like that, or using a micro SD card. So you can just pop a card in, load up your tunes and put it in that way. And now it's only $59.95. So the price has come down quite a bit. It's still the exact same headset. They haven't compromised on the quality or anything. They just have lowered the price to make it more affordable for everyone. We're also carrying a limited amount of the LG Tone 780. These are a behind the neck headset with earbuds. So, you know, another people like that behind the neck style. It's a very common and trendy style for Bluetooth headsets. So if you're looking for more earbuds, check out the LG Tone. Of course, you have still have the, all your typical buttons, play, pause, and you know, micro USB charging, things like that, and voice prompts as well. So the LG Tone 780, that's $69.95. Keyboards. Yes, we still have the Matthias, the full-size Bluetooth keyboard. It's the one that has the numpad on it. It pairs to up to four devices at once and up to a one-year battery life. We still have that. It looks a lot like an Apple keyboard, and it's, you know, very higher end as far as Bluetooth keyboards go. That's $99. We brought back the R2 Minis for a limited time. These will not be around for that long, but we managed to track down one more shipment of the mini little keyboards. We sold these for a long time. They were one of our most popular items ever. We brought it back. It has a dedicated number row. It has an on-off switch, which is really cool. And of course, has your arrow keys as well. And with newer versions of iOS, you can make the caps lock as a voiceover modifier key. So that helps you out as well. So they are back in stock, $45 while supplies last. I don't know if we'll get them back again after that. Speakers. We have the SoundPods. You're familiar with the SoundPods. That's the little portable round. Kind of, someone said it looked like a soup can. I guess that's kind of a very apt description of it. It does Bluetooth wireless. It does micro SD memory cards, so you can play music from a card, and it does line in, so you can plug into a regular 1/8-inch headphone jack. They're on sale for $39.95. At convention, it's going to start at NFB, and then we'll expand it outward. I think we'll bring a couple to ACB as well. If we're there over the weekend, you can check us out in there, and then we will go from there. We are doing the E2. Now, we had the E5 before, which was a bigger wireless and Bluetooth speaker, does all sorts of stuff, including Alexa. Right now, we have the E2, so it's a smaller speaker. You know, let's try to do a demo. These are never the greatest thing to, you know, speaker demos on a podcast. Well, hey, but let's see if we can do a little bit of this here. doing that through Bluetooth on the computer. And I could volume up or volume down. There's volume up and down. It's a longer button. There is an Alexa button. There is a Bluetooth and wireless button.
Wi-Fi mode. Bluetooth mode.
Wi-Fi mode, Bluetooth mode, as you can hear. It's kind of cylindrical. I would say it's an oval-shaped speaker, pretty flat, about an inch wide. And, you know, about maybe 5 or 6 inches long, something like that. And it's going to be at convention for $59.95. So we're going to show this at convention. It looks really cool. It's a pretty decent sound for the price. And then you do have the Alexa support as well. So you just hook that up. You have the GGMM E-Series app that you can use the Wi-Fi features with. So you can do things like AirPlay right to this little speaker. And it charges via micro USB. So it does a lot for a little $59 speaker. So check that one out at the booth. A23 in Orlando, or try to track us down, or track us down at ACB. We'll have we'll tweet out our room number so you can track us down there. Other things we have, the MicroSpeak digital voice recorders, we still have those. It's now an 8 gig recorder. If you got one last year, it's twice the size now as far as memory. It's the same physical size. 8 gigs means 96 hours of recording time on a little digital recorder. Voice prompts by Ricky Enger. Thank you, Ricky. So you can know when you're deleting a file, or if when you turn the thing on, they'll tell you the battery status, ranging from empty to full, which is very useful. You can hook it up to a computer to copy your files off to a computer. You can plug in headphones as well. It gets pretty loud for a little small digital recorder, which is really cool. A lot of people have commented about the volume. Gets quite loud for a little small recorder, $59.95. We have a couple of products from some other companies that we think are awesome. The Victor Trek is the all-in-one book player and GPS, does all sorts of stuff. It's a great all-in-one unit for those that like all-in-one units. And it's on sale at Convention Humanware. We are matching their price, $629, through the end of the convention season. So you can get that through us, and we will match the Humanware price on that. We also have the HIMS Smart Beetle, the 14-cell Braille display from HIMS, $995. That is a new price for HIMS for a 14-cell Braille display. We're also going to be carrying the new Brailliant 14 from Humanware. So if you're thinking about getting that, we can certainly help you out there and get you that. One of the cool new features of the Brailliant 14 is they're going to have a notes app, or it's already out now, the notes app for the Brailliant. Lets you kind of transfer notes between your iPhone and the display. So it's a kind of an interesting take on that. Again, 14 cells under $1,000 as well. So watch for more details. Let us know. We'd be happy to let you know when we have that in stock. It should be coming in the next few weeks, it seems like. Tactile screen protectors, of course, from Speed Dots. We have them all the way from the iPhone 3GS. Anybody still have that? Up to now, the iPhone 10. So yes, if you have anything, iPhone, iPad, iPod, we can get you a screen protector for your needs. And what's really popular now are the tempered glass ones. So they're $30, so they're a little more expensive, but a lot more protection for your phone. So a standard screen protector is kind of a plastic coating. You know, it gives you a decent amount of protection. And of course, you get the tactile dots and the overlays and various arrangements. But if you attach that to a tempered glass screen protector, you'll still have your voiceover functionality, and you have a lot more protection against drops and other things like that. So it's your same screen protector attached to a tempered glass protector for $30. Remember, four different layouts now. The standard with all of the dots and all the letters except for the F and the J. The advanced, just the F and the J, along with the other dots around the phone or device. The phone layout, very popular for people who like to do those phone trees and navigate those. You have two dots on the 5 and one dot on all the other numbers, as well as a few others. And Braille screen input, for those who like that mode and just need a little bit of lining up to hit those dots, the Braille screen input layout is also available. So most of these are pretty much $9 on up. We have them, the Fit OtterBox cases, if you need those as well. So just let us know. Of course, we have tempered glass as well. We have pretty much all of them listed on our website. If there's one that's missing, just let us know. The 6 and the 7 and the 8 are all the same one. So I know we get some questions. Hey, do you have one for the 8? I see one for the 7. It's the same thing. 6, 7, and 8 are all the same because the phone screen is the same. Same thing with 6 plus, 7 plus, 8 plus. It's because the phone is the same size. It's all the same screen protector. We still have a couple other things. The Bluetooth multimedia remotes, which you can use to control things like Bard or other music apps. Play, pause, rewind, fast forward. There's a home button on that as well. That's on sale for $29.95. We have a few of the Switch connected plugs left. These are the ones that work with Alexa and Google Home and Siri. So you can say, hey, Siri, turn on the lights or whatever's connected to the plug, and it will do that, or turn on the fan. And you can do that with Switch. You can go into the app and you can get more information about the electric usage and things like that as well. $49.95. Lots of other stuff. ATGuys.com is where everything is at. If you want, say, voices for NVDA or for Narrator, we have those. Whether you want the Eloquence voices or Vocalizer, we have all those for you starting at $69. Really cool. Very popular for a lot of screen reader users that are thinking of using other screen readers that are out there. We have Duxbury. We have Sendero PC Maps, a very cool and very underrated map and travel program that you can use on your computer to plan out your routes. We still have Super Egg Hunt. Oh, what a fun game from Elworks for $15. You need a little time waster on the plane rides? Just get the game and you can kill lots and lots and lots of time. Again, atguys.com. We hope to see you at convention, you know, in Orlando. Again, it's A23 in St. Louis. Watch Twitter over the weekend and we will give you the times that you can come by and say hi as well. And we hope to see you somewhere soon. If you aren't coming to convention, that's fine. These sale prices and specials that we mentioned, they're going to be live through July 10th. And then some of them, of course, the products will be around after that as well. So be happy to help you out. If you're not at convention, you can call us. We'll do our best to return voicemails and phone calls. And we will do our best to get orders out as well. 269-216-4798. Have a great convention season, everyone. And we'll talk to you soon.
Last week, we talked about stringing a bunch of commands together with Google Home, and that you could put not one, not two, but three things together by using the word and. Well, something from Google I.O. has now appeared for both Android and iOS. Came to Android first, by the way, and then it came to my iOS devices. But you can now tell your Google Home what to do with continuing conversations. So this is like an 8-second delay before it'll turn the microphones off. You have to go in and enable this. This is not on by default. So what you have to do, my man, is grab your Google Home app, Jay, and then go over to the main menu.
Yep.
Then go down to more settings.
Okay.
Then go over to preferences. In preferences, you will find a selection called continuing conversation or continue conversations.
Yes.
And you go in there and you turn that little toggle switch on. It tells you all about what it will do. And then once when you turn it on, Google Home will listen to you and then turn off 8 seconds later, which gives you a window to not have to say the trigger word over and over and over again for every command.
Oh, yeah. What's the temperature in Kalamazoo?
The temperature in Kalamazoo right now is 77.
What's temperature in Chicago?
In Chicago right now, it's 80.
Set an alarm tomorrow at 9 a.m.
All right, your alarm's set for tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Now let's see what happens when I just start talking to you and I'm no longer talking to it. And we'll see if it's going to...
Hypothetically, will delete this part of the conversation.
Right.
And she should just turn off once when she realizes that you're not talking to her anymore.
Well, and it looks like she did. And notice, by the way, because I have the accessibility chime, whatever you call that thing, turned on,
right,
that you can tell that it picked up, you can tell that it's listening because you hear the dings after every single time, so you know.
Yeah, visually it leaves the lights on for you to see the little circle of lights if you have a sighted individual in your household and they don't have the accessibility chime on. That's how it does it visually. But yeah, I'm thrilled with that. It does that with accessibility, and it still lowers things. So if you're listening to music, it still ducks the music. One of the things that also came up recently, I connected my Chromecast audio back up to the network. And when I did, I started to notice that I could find some of the equalizer settings on my Chromecast audio. And in fact, I can find them on a couple of my Google Home devices. So if you go into your actual device settings of your Google Home device, you might find there are some new things there too. So what first came to the Google Home Max seems to be now rolling out to other Google Home devices. And that's kind of cool too. So I reset up a Google Home and I set up a Chromecast audio, and I can control one independently from the other. But if I ask the Google Home a question in the kitchen, it'll actually turn down the volume of the Chromecast audio so it can hear me talk, which I thought was super cool. So some neat stuff's going on with machine learning and Google.
Incidentally, if you have an Echo, there's a similar feature there now as well. Of course, Google and Amazon kind of copying back and forth on these features a lot of times. So, you know, what's good for one is often good for the other, which is cool. You can kind of see these things and kind of getting a little bit smarter. I haven't decided if I'm going to leave this one on or off. I think I'll leave it on for a day and see if it's annoying or not. And if it keeps on picking up other things, but we'll see.
Yeah. If you do a lot of content, you know, if you have a question that you want to ask and then a follow-up question, a follow-up question, a follow-up question, it's great.
But how often do I do that?
I don't know. That's right. A good question.
You know, like, I do worn-off things.
Right, exactly. But if you were doing the weather and you wanted to know the weather tomorrow or the weather the next day, or if you were doing items or even recipes, then yeah.
That's where some of that could make sense. So try it out and let us know what you think and send your tips to feedback at blindbargains.com.
It's your turn to sound off. Email feedback at blindbargains.com or tweet us at blindbargains.
Jan Brown sent in an email to us a little while back, but I wanted to bring it up because it seemed kind of in the moment like a good thing to talk about. The Instant Pot, that we've talked about on the show before, carrots not involved, but she mentioned that there was mention of a recall and that you can't get the early Instant Pots available anymore from like 2015, like the Bluetooth model that we have here at the household, and that some of them caught fire. She hadn't found too much on that at the time that she wrote in. I did a little bit of digging. I saw some articles from the Washington Post. I saw an article that I posted here from the New York Times. That says that there are some, you know, ones that have caught fire, but that it was a small number and that the company actually issued a press release about it. So because the internet is the internet and everybody always recycles things 3, 6, 8, 12 months later, I went ahead and put this in here because I think it's good to know about this device since so many of us use it and love it. And but she is right. You can't find those early versions on Amazon anymore. So,
but this one that was recalled is not even. This is the Gem 65.
Yeah.
You know, and I know there was the Bluetooth ones were pulled back as well, or they stopped selling them. But they may have just been discontinued. I don't know if that was So you with the Bluetooth one, and me with the regular 7-in-1, we're fine. And most people who have bought Instant Pots in the past 2 or 3 years, you're just fine. So there's no need to worry. And you know, as far as recalls, obviously, if you have one, you know, feel free to check the model number and those things like that. But and thank you so much for Jan for sending this in.
yeah, check out the last word there. You like last word?
I want to get this in first, though.
What
did you see this from Randy Reed?
Oh yeah, yes, I did as a part of Sound Off. We were listed as something that I've said for years, which is we are a cure for non-24. I've felt that way for many a year. Believe me, having listened to my own voice for years.
Right. Randy says, do you have 924? Does melatonin turn on you and give you a bad trip? Then listen to the soothing sounds of Joe Steinkamp and JJ on the Blind Bargains cast. Well, I don't know.
Yes. and Patrick replied very, very kindly. Thank you, Patrick. That if you thought it was fun just listening to them, imagine having to edit their podcasts. Uh-huh. And Patrick has fallen asleep in front of the board once or twice. So don't blame him one bit. Not one bit.
All right. Now this.
Now you've been avoiding the last word long enough. It's the summer. It's time to cool off. You need a refreshing drink, and I think I've found it for you.
I don't.
Okay. No?
I don't like pickles.
No? No? Oh, that's right. You are not a pickle fan. That's true. Well, then you wouldn't want
what
the
is
Sonic
it?
Pickle. Yeah? Yeah? Slush.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sonic pickle slush.
For genuine pickle lovers. No.
Exactly.
So can you buy this at Sonic? No?
Yes. This is a special edition. This is kind of like when they did the chocolate and jalapeno shake from a couple of years back.
Is it just pickles? Have you tried this?
I don't have a Sonic near me. When I go back to Texas next month, I will hope that it's not there. The Sonic that's near my mother's house might not have it if I'm lucky.
So they're adding... what, just sugar and
yes,
more sugar.
Sugar and sour. You know, that those two go perfectly fine together. Yeah, so this is something that Sonic has done from time to time. They used to do the Summer of Shakes, and now they're doing something, you know, out of the ordinary, a cool, refreshing pickle slush.
Well, I'd rather buy, okay. Well, maybe I wouldn't. Uh-huh. Have you heard of, there's a trend out there. It's this kind of revitalizing stuff. It was sold at a big festival in Canada last week. Sent in to me, email from Fred. Hot dog water.
Oh, I did see this. $35 or $38 for Canadian, hot dog water?
Yeah, $38 Canadian for hot dog water. You know, it's like this revitalizing, you know, age-defying.
No, it isn't. No. Except
it's just a hot dog soaked in water in a fancy bottle.
Comes from the place that gave us
help poutine. Restore the body's homeostasis after electrolyte imbalance, and you know, help users lose weight, increase brain function, look younger, increase vitality.
Yeah. I heard that in the Oscar Mayer Wiener song all the time growing up as a kid. Yes, totally.
Douglas Beavins, who is the CEO of Hot Dog Water, did this as a publicity stunt, so it was entirely fake, just to see if people would buy anything.
People would bite onto it.
If you actually were to read the disclaimer, like goes into this commentary about bogus marketing and things like that on the bottle. So
$38. It's like Cards Against Humanity marketing is what that sounds like. It just, hot dog water. That is crazy and hysterical. Okay, if you had the two... It's like a Jones Soda kind of thing.
At least that has a hot dog pickles, in it. No pickles.
Pickle slush?
No pickles.
No, it's the hot dog water every single time. Okay.
Well, except I'm not paying. The pickle slush thing would be a lot cheaper.
That's true. It would not be 38 bucks. Canadian.
It's definitely dollars. Not. Yeah. I wouldn't pay 38 cents for either one of those things. That's because. Oh,
now for sure you're getting Jones Soda for Christmas. Now for all sure. Right. I owe you now.
Not that's stuffing. Gonna
Not the turkey and gravy soda, no?
Okay. No, not stuffy. No, there you go. Well, you know what? Actually, I got to save up all my pennies because, yes, convention is coming. We're going to miss you. Woo-hoo. And you're just going to be sleeping.
Yes, no conspiracy theories. This is. I'm not going. I'm actually going to take Jamie's spot and listen to all the audio as it comes in and get it all ready for production. Got a wedding to pay for. So that kind of gets in the way of trying to decide. But also, and to be absolutely frank, I've gone to like 16 of the last 18 years to one or the other. And I spent my 40th birthday in a Denny's in Dallas outside the Anatole questioning my life choices. So at my 50th birthday, I've just kind of decided that I will not go to either convention because I just want to take a I'm going to let you guys ride the merry-go-round. I'm just going to take this round off. Just going to step over here.
Well, you can sit back with the rest of our listeners, and you can hear all the interview coverage that comes in over the next couple of weeks. Be lots of stuff. And, of course, the convention wrap-up after that. So definitely stay tuned. Got some really cool stuff coming down the pipe as far as convention stuff, starting with St. Louis and then on to Orlando. So definitely stay tuned for that. Be sure to follow us at Blind Bargains on Twitter and then subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts now, eh? And you can subscribe to us there. And that's how you can keep up with all the latest as they come in as during conventions. Exciting.
Absolutely. And if you see stories that you think we should follow up on, or if you hear about something on the exhibit hall, go ahead and tweet me at Ranger Station. That's all one word, RANGERSTATION. Ranger Station, all one word, twitter.com/Ranger Station, for I will be keeping the home fires burning and watching things as they come in to pass along to JJ and Chansey, myself, and good old Patrick Perdue, who we couldn't do this show without, who will be nose to the grindstone editing audio.
Thank you so much, Patrick. We really do appreciate it. Also, thank you to Aira for sponsoring us this week. You can learn more, of course, at aira.io. And, of course, check out all that convention stuff. If you're going to conventions, enjoy your free site access. Whether you're an Aira user now or someone who's never tried it before, you can try it out for free at the conventions or many other places around St. Louis and Orlando. So very cool stuff as well. So thank you so much, Aira.
And and don't complain if something isn't working with the beta, public beta for iOS 12 that's just gone out. Remember that it's public beta. My God. Apple does this to us every year. So there's going to be a group at both conventions that is just going to sit there and complain about it. You know, submit bugs. That's how you complain. Get those things fixed. But understand that social media will be filled with convention tweets and people complaining about the public beta of iOS. So that happens. Man, looking forward to all the stuff that's going to come down. So this is going to be a lot of fun to be on the other side and look in the fishbowl rather than being in the fishbowl. This should be fun.
Oh gosh, yeah, it should be very exciting. So definitely, we got some interesting stuff. I think there was a, what was the one? Some new Braille thing. Have you seen, Hims has been teasing a new Braille thing. I don't know much about it, but I really don't. I'm not just saying that to cover things up. I don't know, but I've seen a couple teasers in various places about a new Braille or redefining the Braille edge or something, and I'm not sure what that is. So,
and our good friend Jenny, I think, is coming over for convention, so it must be huge.
Ah, there you go. Thanks so much for listening, folks. We got to get packing.
Absolutely. See you in a couple of days, and happy July 4th to everyone who celebrates.
See you next time.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2018.